And what you're doing out there is like life changing. And everybody's probably sitting on the edge of their seat right now, like, what is it? What is it that she does? Hey guys, Mike Fisher here, MF Cash Flow. That's right. It could be the Mike Fisher Cash Flow or the motherfucking Cash Flow. Guys, I am super excited today. I've got Amy Ransdell in the house. Woo, woo. If you haven't heard of her, you've got to be following her. This woman brings huge value. I mean, I'm super excited. She reached out to me, I don't know, it was a couple weeks ago or so. We've been playing back and forth and try to make this podcast happen. And I know the value is incredible here. So just a little bit about Amy. She's an active real estate investor, real estate investment coach, investment strategist, licensed real estate broker. I'm getting dry mouth here just talking. Brokerage owner, coach, speaker, and marketing lead for multiple companies. And also, I believe, a mother of two, right?
Three, actually.
Three, all right. Well, sorry, I left out that third one there.
That's okay, I do my hand. Yeah.
Amy, I'll just unleash her and she's going to be like, blah, 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 blah. So super excited, Amy, for you to share what you're doing. And by, one of the things that I tell people all the time, or I mention on all my podcasts, is live fully, love openly, and make a difference. I have no doubt at all that what you are about to bring today is going to impact all three of those: living fully, loving openly, and making a difference. And personally using a VA, and man, it's helped me tremendously. I've used VAs throughout the years that I've been in business, and I'm super excited just for you to share with people what it is exactly what Riva Global does. This is so freaking awesome. So how did you get involved in this to begin with?
So how did Riva Global get started? How did I get involved in this? Well, okay. So it wasn't my plan, but is in my space. And the company was founded by someone who I absolutely adore. I've worked with him for many, many years. His name is Bob LaChance. He's the CEO. And years ago, he had gotten together at a mastermind, and we were all talking about challenges that our coaching clients were having all over the country, having our own businesses, to find ways to outsource efficiently, outsource without challenges, find good virtual assistants, lots of horror stories. And so kind of it just boiled down to, hey, well, what if we just do it ourselves? Let's go. We know what we need. We know how it's done well. So let's just go do it. And so Riva Global was born. And then about a year and a half ago now, I think, Bob and I had been working together on projects for like 17 years. And he called me up and he's like, this is your space. Like, this is what you do. I need you at another level with Riva. And I said, okay. So I went from loving Riva Global to actually getting more involved on the executive level. But it's an impact company. I tell people all the time, we're not a virtual assistant company. We are a company that provides people time, freedom, scale, and efficiency.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So what is, like, when you say time, freedom, scale, and efficiency, let's take each one of these points. Before we started, I was like, man, it's kind of like really just laid out perfectly here. So the time frame, our most valuable asset is our time, as far as I believe. I mean, and people say, well, if I can only create more time or another like me, clone me, right? Like, the reality is that you can, and you can do it very efficient on the other end of it, and it's very scalable. And by doing all that, you get the freedom that you want so that you can scale and be the visionary or whatever it is that you want to do in your company. Or maybe it's just like, hey, screw it, man. I just want to spend more time with my family or boating or whatever it is. Maybe it's not growing a company. But that is the biggest thing for me. Is if I want to scale, I need to create more time, right? And so how does that, tell me a little bit about how Riva is operated. Is there anybody here that is in the States that works for you guys?
No. Well, I don't know how to answer that. Yes. small, tiny handful that actually work here on U.S. soil. I have a gentleman here in my office who's awesomely talented, Preston. People who come through the Riva track, it's sometimes good to meet Preston. He runs marketing with me here in Atlanta, Georgia. And then our executives, Beth and Bob, are in Connecticut. But the rest of our talented rock star team, almost entirely, are actually in the Philippines.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. So like we literally walk the talk of what we do. Our VAs are, we're running our company virtually. We get other companies to do. It's awesome.
Yeah. So what, how do you qualify your VAs? You know, it's, to me, it's like a, you got a matchmaking service here, you know, and it's almost like a match.com, but it's, you know, it's a matchmaking service for VAs. I know it's two separate things altogether. But how do you qualify? How do you pair up the VA with the person that's looking to create more time?
Right. And, you know, actually, I'd love to like segue back for a second. You said something a minute ago that I love that you said, and it's the, it is the most common thing. We see two major needs people have. And one is they want more time to just live, or they want more time to do more. Right?
It's
the two most running needs. Like I just, I'm working, I'm crazy busy. I'm in overwhelm. I'm doing way too many tasks myself. And I'm like exhausted. And I don't see my children growing up because I literally get up at 5 and I'm still going at 10 PM and I'm stressed out. Right. So those people just want their time back. And then you have other people who are like, no, because I want to be able to run more efficiently, be able to get myself further and further out of running the business and get in, or getting out of the innards of the business and actually run the business. And so the more that we can take off their shoulders so that they're doing the highest revenue generating tasks or the biggest decision making tasks, they're able to have more space, time and freedom to do that. And they can scale the company more efficiently, right? Because I love that you said that, because you hit right on exactly the two things we hear the most. You were asking me about how we place VAs. Well, like Match.com, you know, the cool thing with Match, right, is that you put all this like interests and stuff in, and it does its little filter process so that ideally you're only going to spend in the energy communicating with people who likely have a higher percentage of matching your need, right? We do kind of the same thing. So all of our virtual assistants, we put them through the ringer for pre-trainings, for efficiencies in language and technology and verbal efficiencies, written proficiencies. Plus we disc profile them. We go through all their strengths and weaknesses and their experience on their resume and verify all of that. So we have a real like true bio picture of exactly what that VA's strengths and weaknesses are, so we can place them with the right person.
And that is super valuable. So I know there's websites out there that let VAs go to from all over the world and project themselves out being this person of whatever it is that they're being the professional of. But how the hell do you know that they're really the professional at it? They just, because they put it on there doesn't mean that it's the truth. But right. You're actually putting these people through the test and qualifying them so that you're not like setting, like for myself, you wouldn't set me up for failure. And
right.
Then, you know, because you can't do that over and over again and be successful. Like, you know, like Riva, it's just not going to happen. So,
you know, we want that result for you. Like, you get the right person, they stay with you for a long time.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's not just good for you. It's also good for the virtual assistants. Because you know what? They deal with the same problems on the flip side. You know, these people hire them and they don't really have any kind of expectations, or you have crazy expectations, or they kind of disappear too and not keep the job consistent, don't honor their end of the agreement. And so they have bad experiences and people who hire them. So we're fixing it from both sides. It's so awesome. And we create the best
relationship. This is brilliant. This is super brilliant, man. This is like, I'm super excited. Just, I hope everybody is listening to this and just wants to be a part of it and learn more from it. Like, what would you say are some of the most common misconceptions in a VA? I know I've got my own, but I'm curious what in the challenges, what have you found to be the most,
I would say
some of the biggest ones.
Yeah, I would say some of the biggest challenges that we deal with, not necessarily maybe misconceptions. I think from the misconception world, you hear a lot of people think, well, we think about the movie and like outsourcing or whatever, right? Like we think, oh gosh, no, I can't really send my work overseas or to someone else.
Yeah,
They're not going to do it well. They're not going to understand, or I'm not going to
Understand
them well. Or there's all these things. But the reality is that with technology the way it is now, yeah. anything that can be done by the phone or the computer, which is 90% of what we all do,
right.
can really be done from anywhere. So
right.
if you can go on vacation to the beach and still do your job from your laptop, well, so can a VA do that job for you from wherever they are, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say the biggest challenge, though, is people kind of just get bogged down and like, I don't know what to have a VA do or where to have them start or being able to release off of their plate things that they think that they have to keep doing themselves.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of fun when we get them to do that.
That is so true. I know, like, just in my own team, when I mentioned VA in the past, they're like they're thinking, I just like a deer in the headlights, like, huh? Like, what is this that you're talking about? And I'm like, break it down for them little by little. And I'm like, look, just like you get up out of, you know, bed and through your daily routine, whatever it is, Monday through Friday, and go through your routine. You get in your car, you go to the office, you sit on your ass for 8 hours and you do your job. Like, yeah, you're going to get up off your ass a little bit and go, you know, take care of whatever, lunch or whatever. But for the most part, that's it. So it's not like you're running around doing tasks all over the, you know, in a 15-mile radius or whatever. No, you're sitting your ass in one chair all day, and why can't the VA do it? And you know what? In my own opinion, I think maybe I'm wrong, but I almost feel like the VAs are less distracted than we are here in the States. Just I don't know why I feel that. It's just kind of like something that inside me is like, yeah, they're less distracted, but.
It's funny you say that. So at Riva, we actually help with distraction, right? So our virtual assistants, they're dedicated to our clients. They're not allowed to moonlight. So they're not trying to do like other tasks at the same time. They're only working for that client on that client's expectations, right? And then the other cool thing is that we have client service managers and operations managers that are checking in with them all day, make sure that they're engaged, that they're engaging with the client okay, the client's engaging with them. And when that's happening all day long, guess what? They're staying on task. So this really is their job, right? This is their job. And so they take a lot of pride in that. So as far as being distracted and doing other things, like, they don't want to be. They want to stay on task with what, you know, so they can get
agreed.
That end of business report. So
agreed. And like you said, the technology is there.
Yeah.
We can scan documents and send them over to them. We can allow them to have access to, like, we use AppFolio for our property management software. You know, we can allow limited access, you know, whatever we feel, because each person's different, the access level, and they can input stuff into it. They can also send out stuff to the tenants. It's amazing what can be done. Like, it's literally no different. I call it a bullshit belief right up here. And that's really just what it is. Get out of your own damn mind. If you want more time, more freedom, and you know, more life, and maybe you want to grow your business, you got to think outside of the box. There's a friend of mine in one of the masterminds. He's got 15 VAs that are working for him. He runs his whole company with VAs. So it's amazing. The guy is like, I look at him like, wow, how do you do that? So it's amazing. So, you know, like, I'd like to bring out, like, you mentioned Jerry, you know, just ask him how he likes working with virtual assistants.
Yeah, let's ask Jerry.
Here's Jerry.
Jerry's in the house.
How you doing, Mike? How you doing, Amy?
Hey Jerry, thank you for showing up, man. Thank you for showing
up.
Sure
thing, my pleasure.
So how do you like working with virtual assistants?
I'll tell you, something that I really benefit from working with Riva is, you know, I've worked in call centers in the past. And the average age of call center people are, you know, you can have one semester and you can work in a call center, and next thing you know, you make a paycheck, you're talking about what shoe you bought and what bag you bought. But the average, I would like to say that the average VA that we have at Riva, maybe 7 to 8 years in a call center, supervisory background, some are operations managers, so they're a lot older. They're more dedicated. They know why they're working. They're working because they have families to support, you know. And so working with professionals, and I would think, you know, there are doctors, nurses, lawyers, attorneys, police in the Philippines, whatever it is, right? But I'd like to say that maybe the fifth or sixth biggest job or, you know, spectrum of job in the Philippines is call centering. It's a major profession and people take it really seriously. And we get the best of the best to work with us.
Yeah.
Because of the screening. I mean, Amy brought it up. I mean, it's rigorous, plus the training. My goodness. And then you get someone like me that has expectations, that has the relationship with the client. And my job's on the line to make sure that the VA is up to par as well. So
yeah,
I mean, it's a giant responsibility.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it. I seen you break a bead of sweat up there when you were talking about being qualified.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I had to go through the qualifications too. Trust me. Right.
I love it. That's right. Awesome, Jerry. So being a team member in right here in the U.S., like. How is the communication back in the Philippines? How does that work for you? Is it, you know, like, are they working the same hours as you know, here in the States? Cause you know, like I don't even know what the time difference is, but it's pretty significant. You know, how does that work?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and do the reveal now because I don't want to kind of trick you. I'm in the Philippines.
Come on.
I swear, I was born and raised in Los Angeles. I've been in the Philippines 10 years since January 10th. It was my 10-year anniversary here in the Philippines.
Wow.
I came here to start a business, fell flat on my face, and then started working in a call center. Worked for, you know, American Express, Comcast, big accounts. So what's the time difference? All right, I believe your Eastern time. It's 11:34. We're 13 hours ahead Eastern time, so it's 12:34 in the morning to us.
Oh,
it's dark. If I went outside, it's pitch black.
Pitch dark.
But because people are accustomed to working in call centers, and because 90% of the clients are American, then they're so accustomed to working this schedule. It's nothing to us.
Really? That's just the common thing, right?
Right.
So the bars are empty. There's no clubs that are, you know, very little clubs in the Philippines around these call centers.
Yeah, you're right.
At nighttime anyways. During the daytime, yes, the clubs are open probably, right?
Right, but you know, it's not the clubs, Mike, that really how we benefit the VA. We benefit the VA because, I don't know if you saw a report, but Manila has the worst traffic in the whole world. Not just Asia, in the world.
Is that right? Wow.
And I'm from LA, and I can say, yeah, you can walk here an hour faster sometimes than you can drive in a car.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people commute 2 hours to work, 2 hours back. That's 4 hours a day. That's 20 hours a week. That's almost a day in your life,
yeah,
you know, in a week. And you do that times four in a month, times 12 in a year. And now you wonder why people want to work at home.
Right.
And then, like me, I get to see my 4-year-old and my two-month-old grow like grass. I mean, seriously. I mean, I would be missing a lot if I were to, let's say, do what I used to do. So it's kind of it's the great aspect of working at home.
Yeah, Jerry, thank you so much. And by the way, I mean, your English is spot on, and I think that's like a fallacy that a lot of people also have, that bullshit belief right here, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, the language barrier. Like, Jerry, there's no language barrier. You're communicating 100%. I mean, clear, no problems. And I know just with the onboarding process, it's with you guys, it's been 100% spot on. The English is like, you wouldn't know. And it's like sometimes, you know, like I've called Amazon or something. I'd be like, hey, where are you at?
They're here.
You know, like Philippines. You know, like, damn, your English is better than most people that live here in the States, you know?
Right.
Wow. So yeah, I mean it's polished, it's perfect. So anybody that's thinking like, wow, I had a VA from India and you know, like for years, and I just really he didn't have to communicate with clientele or anybody, just me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, say again. Sorry, say that again. I spent a third of our conversation saying that. Say again. And it just didn't work out. But the fact that, you know, you guys, you have call centers there. You know, like there's, you have to be polished. You have to know how to speak fluently, and you're bringing it. You look at the value right there in itself. So super excited, man. Like I just want everybody just to hear Jerry speaking again. If you got to go back and listen to him, like his English is perfect. Damn.
Yeah.
Man.
Thank you.
So, yeah. You're welcome. So,
Jerry is one of our, we love him. We have an entire staff at the executive level at Riva, and they're just amazing. Jerry, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Absolutely.
We absolutely love it. Jerry's just, he's a rock star. He's an example of what we want at Riva. One of our core values is family first, which Jerry's able to really enjoy that part of that aspect too. And it just, we bring in the best of the best because we give them a family environment to do what they're doing. And so it's,
Great job screening them, Amy.
Totally.
Thanks so much, Jerry.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Amy. Got to get back to work.
Crack that whip, man.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye. So, Amy, that was awesome. Thanks for bringing on Jerry there. That was freaking awesome. Yeah. So
that will solve a lot of people's fears, like right there. Like that, you know, Jerry's highly educated. He is highly driven. He is, you know, he's assertive. He's creative. He's, you know, point, he's dedicated, and he sounds amazing on the phone. His communication is off the chart. And that's what you can get in the Philippines, but only if you do work for a company that's also measuring that for you. So we know.
And that's a huge factor. Now, somebody may be thinking right now, well, hey, I heard Jerry lived in LA. That's why he speaks so well. So my challenge is, next time you call Amazon or any other person that you have, like a call center, ask them if they ever left the country. Because I have. And they'll be like, no, unfortunately, I've never left the country. A lot of them actually have family here in the States. And that's probably why Jerry was here, because he had family here in the LA area. So,
you know, we have I think in the onboarding process, you met another one of our virtual assistants named Willie. And and so Willie has English just like Jerry. Her English is just strong. Yeah. Works in our onboarding sales front office. And I have a lot of people who will talk to her who are people who I know. And then they'll call me later. They'll be like, oh, man, she's awesome. How'd you find her? Like, she lives in Atlanta and works here. I'm like, no, honey, she lives in the Philippines. But you would, again, you would never know it because our communication is just so on point. The cool thing about the Philippines, too, you know, they love American culture. They really love it. So not only do they have great English speaking skills, which English is one of the national languages in the Philippines. So they all learn it as a young child. It's part of their education process. But not only that, but they love American culture. So you put that together, they can also relate to your clients because they actually understand it. And so I'm blessed to get to communicate all day long with a bunch of our families. And they send me the funniest like jokes. A lot of it's American culture type stuff, right? It's great because they really do get what's happening here. So again, communication is not just verbal; it's also on a deeper level than that.
That's deep. That's what you just said there is really deep, because my background's remodeling and new construction, and I've hired one guy in particular. He was from the Dominican Republic, hard worker. His English back when he first came here really wasn't that great. Communication was rough, but then we got to know each other and he started telling me some jokes and I'm like, yeah, I don't get it. It's not funny. He goes, but in the DR, it's funny. I'm like, yeah, but it's not really funny here.
Right. So there's still different facts, right?
Yeah. So if you got somebody that understands the English language that can tell you a joke, that's a whole nother level of communication. I didn't even know it was an issue.
We have massive rapport with our VAs. Like I get cracked up all day long with the teams that I work with, and I sometimes forget that they're just communicating with me virtually. Because you know, Preston, I see him every day in my office, but he'll text and glip with me all day long when I have a property day or something, and so I'm still communicating with him virtually, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing, right? So sometimes I forget that they're not just right around the corner.
It's the same thing.
With me live through the whole day, which is just awesome. And a lot of our clients, they enjoy the same part of that, you know, besides the fact that they're working during the same hours and all that too. So it's nice.
So let's talk a little bit about the tasks that the VAs are doing. I think this is where people can really connect and be like, wow, that person can take that away, or that person can do this. I just mentioned like using our property management software in that regard. You know, like when our leases come up to expire, we have a 30, 60, 90 day process that they go through. So like, give some examples of what you see, some of the most popular ones, I guess, that you're seeing VAs that are freeing up the time here in people in the States.
So a lot of the listeners for your podcast are in the real estate world. And so let me focus on some of like the most commonly needed tasks by people in real estate professionals. So categorically, our biggest clients in the real estate professional world are property managers, our real estate brokers, and our real estate investors. And our property managers, just like you said, I mean, tenant screenings, contractor, you know, appointments for bids and repairs, you know, all that kind of can all be handled by the VA. Onboarding of tenants, application processing, all that kind of stuff, again, it can all be done by virtual assistants. But for our real estate investors, I'd say probably the most common tasks for them are cold calling outbound. So a lot of, you know, that's a big trend right now. Pull the list, skip trace it, make those outbound calls. And oftentimes when you hire someone in your office, like they get tired of it a couple of days in, and there's like, you know, busy signals and crap that you have to go through.
Yeah.
The virtual assistants, that's their jam. That's what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
So have them do the cold calling. Follow-up calls, that's a huge one. I don't care if you're a real estate agent or an investor. We all have that challenge. We do a really good job of generating a bunch of leads. We have to spend a bunch of money to generate a bunch of leads. Maybe we even buy leads, right? And then we have this like pile of leads, and then we never do the follow-up calls. And
right. And this most important,
right? Like 70% of the deals I close are going to come from the ones I follow up on, but then I follow up. So I'm just my income. So follow up outbound is really huge by a lot of our clients. Social media management, it's a big one, which would be I put that in a bucket of like marketing, branding, social media, content management. Like this podcast, we have VAs who like can edit the podcast or, you know, help syndicate it, post it in different locations. All that can be done by a VA.
Yeah.
I would say property research is another big one. You know, pulling comps, writing offers or sending letters of intent.
Amazing. Wow.
It's really anything. In fact, I have somewhere, I have a like this big long PDF we made. Like we went and interviewed all of our clients and we're like, what are you having your VAs do? And then we asked all of our assistant managers, what are the VAs being asked to do, right? And compiled this like giant list stopped us because we're like, oh my God, yeah, like that can be done by a VA. Check.
Right.
That can be done by a VA. Check.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I've gone back to my team a few times and ask them like, just if there's just, I don't want a whole, it would be great to have an exhaustive list of, because I think there's partially afraid of like, oh, I won't have a job, you know, because I sell it so much that it's like, oh, I won't have a job. No, we're growing, you know, but you'll have a job. We're growing. But my point is that take advantage of the fact that you can give those tasks away to somebody else that you don't like, that maybe are not your max out, right? Your, as you put it, your jam, you know, like who likes sitting on a phone and making cold calls and getting hung up on and repeatedly, like that sucks, man. Like that's an energy. That just sucks the energy out of you, man. And for them to do it 8 hours a day, like, come on. If you want massive results, you got to take massive action. And this is like a massive action right here for somebody just to jump in, get in this VA, you get a VA that's qualified, trained, and just jump in there and give it a 30-day trial, you know, give it a shot. You know, I have no doubt in my mind they'll be like, damn, I should have did this years ago.
I had a client recently who he was actually working with me as a coaching client. He's a realtor, he's a high volume realtor. And one of the things I said to him a few sessions in, I was like, okay, I'm giving you an ultimatum as your coach. You have to start outsourcing. And I gave him some things that he needed to do because they were pain points keeping him from other activities, right? And he was like, oh, you know, he was like, kept putting it off and off. So finally I said, you can't come see me again until you have a VA. So he does. He finally gets one. And I said, listen, I don't care if you use Reva. I want you to do, but no matter what, dude, you've got to do this.
Yeah.
He got a virtual assistant, and in 30 days, you said 30 days, right? 30 days in, this VA was doing just his follow-up, nurturing on his a massive database he had collected over years and spent a lot of money on Zillow and Realtor.com leads. And they're expensive. So he had this huge database of leads that he had paid for. So he had the VA just doing, like, calling out just to, you know, verify their contact information and see if, you know, where they are in their home search process so that it could reconnect them with him, right? In 30 days, he had closed or generated enough closings, binding closings coming to pay for the VA for a year. Right? And so I'm like, dude, like, really? So now he's like, wants to hire more VAs, but that's the thing. He had to bite the bullet. But once he did that, he realized the scale of that. And now all that money he was throwing away is no longer throwing away. So A, he saved that. B, he's generating income off leads that he would have never generated because he wasn't calling.
Right.
So he's majorly changed his GCI for the year off of one simple move. But you said something really cool about your team, right? Yeah, they might panic that you're going to like hire a VA and replace them. But here's what I do. I think this, when I work with companies that have teams, I say, listen, this is a really empowering thing that you can do. You yourself and your team members, you all know what your strengths and weaknesses are. You know what your most important tasks, the ones that you can't give someone to do, or what your biggest revenue generating tasks are.
Right.
So go to your team members and say, listen, I know you. I'm watching what you do. I really respect you. I know your strengths and your weaknesses. I know your highest revenue generating tasks that you do. What if I could give you the ability? What if I could give you more time and less stress to do more of what you do the best at and do more revenue generating activity? Would that make your life better? And if when they say yes, they say, okay, great. Now, list out for me only the things that are keeping you from having more time to spend being revenue generating. And when you do that, it takes the fear away. Now it's empowering.
Yeah.
Now they're excited. They're like, oh, wow, now I can go do even more with my job.
Right. So
it's just such a just to kind of reframe, flip it around. And now they're scaling their 100%. Job. They're scaling their positions, not just the company.
That's right. Yeah, 100%. And they're maxing out on their unique ability. So if they're going to give up 40% of what they're doing, they're not at 60%. They're probably going to be coming back at 120%. So you're going to gain that much more with the people that are here that are afraid that they're giving up stuff. But the reality is you're that 40%, you're now over here that she's given up or whoever has given up is over here with the VA, and that VA is maxing out at 100%, cranking like a machine there. So you got 100 here, 120 here. And now you got 220% or 200, whatever, like versus just 100%. That's crazy. You've doubled it.
Cost, and it's such an amazing cost, right? So that's the advantage of virtual assistants. Generally, what you're spending is, you know, sometimes 20-30% of the cost, if not even less.
Right.
You know, 12 to 15 is one of the ones that we were measuring the other day, where compared to an in-office hire, right?
Sure,
So now you went from, you know, 40% production to 200% production, and you're doing it for a fraction of the cost.
Right. Agreed. Andy, this is really awesome stuff here, man. I'm super excited, man. For anybody that's listening to this, I hope they find huge value in it. How do they get in touch with you?
I want to thank you so much for letting me be on here. Absolutely love your branding right now. You're just hot. The MF podcast is hot. And yes, we were all joking the ass off way before you told me what it could stand for. I said, that's awesome. But I would love to help as many of the folks that are working with you as we can. And so the best thing to do is to go to mfreva.com. So it's, you know, just mfreva.com. If you go there, then you'll come to a very simple page where you have a choice. You can either get a list of stuff that we, to help you kind of figure out what to have a VA do, or you can immediately schedule a 15-minute strategy session with one of our team members. And literally, seriously, just like 10 to 15 minutes, they'll ask you a few pertinent questions. You can get a couple of your questions out and decide, you know, is that something you want to go through the next onboarding steps with? So,
that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. So, yeah, thank you so much. This is, I haven't been this excited about hiring somebody in a long time. It's It's like a dreadful thing, but you do all the work. You really do. And it's amazing. You do all the crap work that I'm not strong at. I am not strong at hiring the right people. I had to bring another team member in to be like, here, I suck at this. Come with me. You're going to help me interview this person. Because clearly it's not my strong point. So, and you take all the guesswork out of it. You make it happen. So
we work to our strengths, not our weaknesses, right?
Yeah.
So anytime I run into a weakness or something that I don't like to do or I'm going to procrastinate on, but it has to get done, that's a red flag indicator right then and there. I need to outsource it.
Right. Awesome. Thank you so much, Amy. Hey, you guys, MF Cash Flow. Hey, I'm not going to sing that my rap song. You're going to have to just go listen to it.
It's hot.
Right. Live fully, love openly, and make a difference. How about make an MF difference? So, guys, I hope you have an awesome day. Make it an awesome day. You guys are awesome.